Talking about cybersecurity, looking at this whole situation over Russia and Ukraine, obviously that's been a bit of a sketchy situation for a couple of weeks now, and now that there are sanctions against Russia, there is the possibility that they'll retaliate in some way or another. And one thing that Russians seem to really enjoy doing is cyber attacks. How can companies, how can utilities, businesses like that, protect themselves from a Russian cyber hacker or something like that?
That's a great question. And there are a number of answers, and most of them are not even all that expensive to implement. The first answer to that question is take it seriously. No business is too big, too small, too tied in, too separated from anything else to be the target of a cyber attack, whether it be from a criminal or a nation state. If you have a digital footprint, and my guess is if you are breathing, you have a digital footprint, you and whatever it is that you're working with could be the target of a cyber attack. The second thing to remember is that different actors have different motivations and different targets. So, for example, I think we could probably surmise that Oshkosh Corporation is potentially the target of a nation state, whereas, Bob's Trails End is probably not. Although, I will say this, even if you are small or not an obvious target of a nation state attack, they may not be interested in your data or your finances, but they may be interested in your technology to put a bot on your computer, on your server, whatever the case may be, and then use those bots to launch other attacks. So that is a possibility. Third thing is, just as no business or individual consumer is too big or too small, no job within a business is exempt from having cybersecurity responsibilities. Most of these successful attacks, whether they be at the targets we would surmise, like all those governmental organizations with three-letter acronyms or the Pentagon, all the way down to individual school districts and small businesses, most of those attacks are successful not because of the things that we see in the movies, right? Some techno wizard sitting on the back end trying to brute force their way through some defenses, but through social engineering. I'm going to send you an email that purports to be a cute cat video and purports to come from your cousin. And because you trust your cousin, you click on that link, and maybe it takes you to a cat video, but maybe it also installs some software in your machine that has now let the bad guys into your network. Notice all three of those things that I mentioned don't cost a thing, don't require you to go out and hire really expensive cybersecurity people. Just being aware that you could be a target, understanding different threat actors have different targets and different motivations as to what they're looking for, and then being conscious of your actions and their ramifications, all those are absolutely free things.
Like you said, they might have different motivations than money or anything like that. They might put a bot on there to monitor what you're working on or your technologies, whatever it might be. Is it also possible that they might go for, a utility company like WPS, for example, and impact the infrastructure that way?
Yeah, not only might they go after utility companies, and we have all sorts of evidence that they're already doing that, whether it's Iran or Russia or China or North Korea or any of the traditional threat actors that we think about with utilities. Let me scare you even more. What about our water utilities? Most of the water treatment plants have computers that regulate when chemicals go in, et cetera, right? This isn't a manual process. People aren't pouring chemicals into large vats of water. These are computerized systems. And if those systems are in any way connected to the internet, they can be targets for attack, and it doesn't take a very in-depth search using Google to find stories of these attacks already happening in the United States and us catching them just by chance. There's a well-documented attack on a water treatment plant in Nebraska, several well-documented attacks of water treatment plants in Florida that we just got lucky, and people weren't poisoned as a result. So yes, they could come after our power utility. They could come after our water. Basically, anything connected to the internet that helps us be who we are is a target. And so we need to keep that in mind. Now, the good news is if those attacks are successful, that is a significant escalation in the threat, right? So if that is ever successful to a degree where it's causing major problems, we're probably in a hot war anyway.
Anything else that you want to touch on? Anything else important that maybe people, average people, need to know when it comes to things like that?
Once again, even as an individual, you may be an unwitting accomplice to an attack on a power utility or a water plant because you installed something on your computer that was then used in the attack itself, whether it be a bot or some data or whatever the case may be. None of us is too big or too small. We just need to operate with a sense of the internet's a bad neighborhood. There are bad actors out there. We need to be aware of what's going on, not scared, not paranoid, but aware, and that our actions have consequences.